As me personally, I know everybody know me. What happened maybe in 3 months ago. If you are talking about safety in Nigeria, there's no any safety. Even by the time they took me to Nigeria, what happened to me is that that very day, I was attacked by 2 guys as well in Nigeria. So even if because of God or something like that, I'll be mocked that very day. And even the time we were in the plane, I was telling all this immigration that you're taking me to Nigeria. After we get there now, the immigration, they're going to take us to prison again. And outside it was, there's no problem. They already said to me about the immigration agency, say they will let us go for free. And I said, okay. So by the time we go to Nigeria, you know, for even when they deport you to Nigeria, actually, let's say, for example, let's say you are Irish and they deport you maybe from American now. Before they will let you in, they have to go through the process, look maybe you are Irish or not. You know? But in my own country, there's nothing like that. Even if you are from Ghana, if they took you to Nigeria, they accept you. They don't, once you are. They're black, they don't know, they don't go through anything. So by the time we arrive in that day, they don't even ask for any question. They just call our name down, and then, you know, the immigration, they can't come down. So they just, everybody was on the tarmac. And from there, they took us to prison again. So where you have to bail yourself. And that day, as I was deported to Nigeria, I have nothing. I'm just wearing my school uniform. So I have nothing in my pocket. There's one guy I know in the plane, so this guy that's the one give me a voucher to pay myself from the prison. Because if I don't pay, I'll just be in there and nothing will happen. Maybe they'll just be torturing me from there. I can go to anything, maybe I'll die or something like that. So after then paying myself, I have nowhere to go. So like, and then I'm trying to look for help. So by the time I was walking on the road, and I met these 2 guys, so I was telling them, sir, oh, please, I need your help. Even, actually, the way I was talking, the way I was behaving, they know this guy is from somewhere, and they asked me where from. I tell them what happened to me. So, for that moment, they thought, you know, I may have some ego with me, and so then they starting to look my pocket, and I was like, what do you want? So they say, okay, we have to see your pocket or something. So they started beating me that day before one man driving a car. And the man just pulled off. And it's the man that brought me to his house that day before I can get contact to let my friend that made the protest to bring me back. That very day, said, okay, I'm in Nigeria now. But if not that because of that man, I'll be killed. I may be killed by that 2 guys because they'll be beating me there. And if I don't want to cooperate with them, they can do anything. So, and by the time of about the women as well, our women, there's nothing. I can say they don't. Let's say there's nothing like women. They don't recognize women in Nigeria. You know, they don't really recognize women. I have my own mother as well, but now I don't know where is she. You know, and the way I was lost my own family as well. And during the time, I was shot when my father was killed, and my uncle as well. And I can't, if I think God wanted me to do something, that's why I'm alive today. If not, I don't think I would be, I'm supposed to be alive. And you know women, you know the way women, like, my mother, she really tried for me, a lot. She really tried. If not because of her, I won't be alive today. By the time I was shot, she was trying to hold herself. They can't even take me to a proper hospital. They had to take me to a native doctor, you know, to treat me. Because before in Nigeria, before if you they took you to a hospital now, before they do anything, you have to pay money. Without no money, nothing. And you see all these people, all our leaders, they have their own. All their son in abroad, everything. But they come here and they say Nigerian is good, Nigerian is good. In terms of education as well, they give their kid a proper education. You know, they have a private school they send their own kids to. But we don't have a chance. Because if you don't have money, you're not like you're nothing, you know. But most people like maybe we come from there, maybe we are making money now. Some of us struggle to get the money. You know? But I just want to tell you that you should help us. We are not a criminal. In time of work, we're ready to work. We're ready to do anything. By the time I was in this country as well, I started working. Like, I'm still young. I'm able to work now. So why am I sitting down and just getting my team for nothing? So if I can go for work, I don't mind. And I was saying to even, there's a friend of mine, Tunde, so I was saying to him, like, I don't mind what's going to happen to me. I'm going to work. I'm leaving this social media or whatever. Because I'm not going to continue my life like this. So as I am today, what happened to me now brought everything out, you know? Mm-hmm. And as my own consigner, you know, the visa they gave me is till September. Even now, if they took me to Nigeria, I'm not safe. Because this thing that happened now is over everywhere. And, you know, everywhere they know me. If I go to Nigeria now, it's only thing the Nigerian president, they can tell them from there to arrest me, and maybe they'll keep me somewhere, and they'll kill me because they said, "Oh, you're bringing disgrace to us."
They inject you like they killed
them. You know?
Yeah.
They can just inject me. They can do anything, but there's nobody's going to stand up and say, "Why did you do this? Why did you do that?" Because now there's nothing like protesting me. Otherwise, we say we are protest to do. We want government to do this. We can't do that in Nigeria. If you want to do that, they'll just. Okay, we say we are civilian government. There's nothing like civilian government in Nigeria. Let's say we are still ruled by military as well. Because if people come out to make anything now, they send out the police and shoot them. You know? There's not anything. We don't have any power to do. We're just begging. Just help us. We're not even here. We're ready to contribute to anything to Ireland. Thank you very much.